And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is optimism. Each of my guests brings an optimistic, upbeat attitude and approach to his or her topic. My next guest is a political consultant who will break down Mitt Romney's decision to select Representative Paul Ryan as his vice presidential running mate. We'll examine Romney's selection and discuss its merits. David Johnson has over 25 years of public relations and marketing expertise and has been described by the media as a PR guru. Politically, he worked on the Bob Dole presidential campaign and has overseen numerous state and local races throughout the country. He's been quoted in such publications as PR Week, CBS Market Watch, The Wall Street Journal, The Chicago Tribune, the list goes on and on and on, because of his expertise on campaigns, marketing, and PR needs. David appears on Bloomberg Television, CNN, HLN, Fox News Channel, the Fox Business Network, CNBC, and ESPN. He's also authored op-eds that have appeared throughout the country. He's a graduate of Florida State University, joining us from the greater Atlanta area. Hi, David. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Terrific, and thank you for being our guest. These are very auspicious times right now because candidate Romney has selected Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan as his running mate. There were several other contenders in the race for the VP position: Rob Portman, a senator from Ohio; Tim Pawlenty, the former Minnesota governor; Nikki Haley, a governor of South Carolina; Marco Rubio, a senator from Florida; even Chris Christie, a governor from New Jersey, who's going to be giving the speech at the Republican National Committee. So my first question to you is, why choose Paul Ryan, and why now?
I think he chose Paul Ryan for several reasons. One, he wanted to reset the campaign, show that he is a candidate with a vision for America, and he felt that Paul Ryan was that person with his plans for cutting the deficit. But beyond that, I think Governor Romney wanted to select someone not only who could help him win the campaign, but someone that he felt comfortable with and felt that could bring a lot to the table when he has to govern America as well. Because remember, you're not just looking for someone to win the campaign, you're looking for someone for 4 years who's going to have to help you govern and bring something to that, and Congressman Ryan does that, from his contacts on Capitol Hill to his new ideas for deficit reduction and other ideas dealing with the economy. And I feel that Governor Romney felt that Congressman Ryan was the best one to help him govern in the next 4 years if he's elected.
Well, certainly Representative Ryan's 7 terms in the House of Representatives gives him great credentials when it comes to governing. But I have to question the whole idea of the vice presidential partnership, because for so many people, the vice presidential position is sort of a parking lot in your political career. I mean, that's where people go to die, unless something tragic should befall the president. And the same might be said of Paul Ryan. How will this impact Paul Ryan's political career if he gets elected and then goes on to serve as vice president?
Well, I think it probably puts him next in line to be the Republican nominee, regardless of whether the ticket is elected or not. We've actually seen since Dwight Eisenhower and Richard Nixon were in office together that the role of the vice president has taken on more and more responsibility with each president. And I think with Congressman Ryan, we'll see that Governor Romney gives him quite a bit of responsibility, and I think it puts him to the forefront of the Republican Party as a leader. I think he'll be a likely candidate to run for the presidential nomination in his own right if the ticket is elected, or even if the ticket isn't elected. And the other thing I think, too, the Ryan nomination offers, even beyond Paul Ryan, is it symbolizes a generational shift within the Republican Party, that new leaders are coming forward. A lot of people who came into the forefront back in the 1990s and even during the Bush era are beginning to recede, and your Nikki Haley's, Kelly Ayotte, Rand Paul's, Paul Ryan's, Marco Rubio's, and Ted Cruz's are now the new face of the Republican Party.
All right, my guest is David Johnson. He's the CEO and founder of Strategic Vision. We're talking about Paul Ryan as the vice presidential candidate. Interesting, I was doing some research before this, David, and according to the latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone Survey, 50% of likely U.S. voters now have a favorable opinion of Paul Ryan. 32% view him unfavorably. And 29% have a very favorable view of Governor Romney's vice presidential pick, while only 13% have a very unfavorable view. Now, only 13% of those polled were unfamiliar with Paul Ryan, and 5% are unsure about him. What message are these data telling us about Romney's selection of Ryan this soon after the announcement?
What it shows is that it's playing very good right now, getting reviews that people are beginning to say, hey, this is a really good selection that Mitt Romney made, even if there are risks associated with it because of his budget, Congressman Ryan's budget proposals. And people are saying, hey, look, Mitt Romney's willing to risk it all because this is the man that he believes would be best able to step in to be president should something happen to him. And I think it's beginning to resonate with voters. And I also think, too, it's helping Governor Romney with conservative voters where he was still having some trouble.
All right. That makes sense. My guest is David Johnson. So, David, Representative Ryan's selection puts his budget deficit reduction plan front and center in the election. You just alluded to it in your last answer. Governor Romney claims to have a budget reduction plan of his own, but he hasn't really publicized all of the details yet. What are the political risks and rewards of emphasizing the economy and a budget reduction plan in the 2012 presidential campaign?
Well, I mean, the risks, of course, the Democrats are going to run Medicare commercials. In states like Florida, Pennsylvania, Nevada, other states where there's a heavy senior population, and try to convince people that if the Romney-Ryan ticket is elected, Medicare is going to be cut and eliminated. Same with Social Security. This has been a tactic for years that Democrats have used against Republicans, sometimes very successfully. I was in Florida in 1994 when the Democratic governor, Lon Childs, used that same tactic against Jeb Bush in Jeb Bush's first run for governor, and it actually was effective and it helped defeat Jeb Bush in 1994. So we know that's going to be the line of the Democratic attack because they believe that maybe they can win Florida, win Nevada, and some of these other states with heavy senior populations, and if they do so, the Republicans can't win. Now, the rewards, of course, are many. Number one, Congressman Ryan has an appeal with Catholic voters. This is the key constituency that Republicans have been losing for years. After gains were made during the Reagan years, they've been losing this constituency. Congressman Ryan, a Catholic from the Midwest, appeals to that constituency. Another thing, he definitely puts Wisconsin on the playing field. Wisconsin is a state that Democrats have said that they have to win in order for Barack Obama to win. Right now you have Congressman Ryan, who of course hails from Wisconsin. That will help. Additionally, the Republicans nominated last night Tommy Thompson, the former governor of Wisconsin, who's very popular, as their Senate candidate. So that means the Republicans are putting in their A-team on the ticket to help assist and bolster Governor Romney's chances in Wisconsin. Also, Paul Ryan appeals to Midwest states like Iowa, Ohio, Michigan, and that will play a role as well because these are states the Republicans have been losing in the last several election cycles, and if they can win, they win the White House.
All right, my guess.
And the final thing is, too, it shows that Governor Romney is serious about new ideas and a new vision, and that he is a risk taker. He's not this risk adverse candidate who just believes saying, I'm not Barack Obama, and that's how he's going to get elected. He's willing to take a risk. He's willing to gamble with Paul Ryan and put some heft behind the Ryan budget as well.
My guest is David Johnson. He's the CEO and founder of Strategic Vision. So as a strategist, I want to ask you this, David. How would you position this whole Medicare, or as you called it, Medi-Scare battle, if you were leading the Republican ticket?
Well, what I would do is I would go right on and talk that the only person who's been cutting and raiding Medicare and Social Security are not Republicans. It's been Barack Obama and the Democrats. And I would hit that heavily. And I would also make Barack Obama come out with his plan for deficit reduction. Because if he does, he's going to also have to cut Medicare and Social Security, despite what he says. I would put the Democrats on the offensive continuously. I would hammer them for the cuts that have been made during the Obama presidency in Medicare and Social Security, and also continue to hammer, too, about the lackluster economy. That's what I would tie it into. That we have to get this economy moving forward again, and we can do it with Romney and Ryan. At the same time, we can't bankrupt our future.
All right, David. Well, then let me ask you this. Has the selection of Paul Ryan energized the Republican campaign, and is it now on the offensive?
Yes, it is, and we're seeing this. Republicans seem more enthusiastic. I mean, if you just look at fundraising alone, Republicans had stellar fundraising in several days since Congressman Ryan's been selected.
But let me stop you right there, if I can, David, because Republicans had the lead before Paul Ryan was selected, too. I mean,
They had stellar days that actually outperformed previous days.
Gotcha. Okay. Go on.
And additionally, too, what we're seeing in some new polling that's come out today, that Republicans are actually beginning to make gains now among younger voters as well, and that this race is basically still the same. Despite what Democrats have said, the Ryan selection is not hurting Republicans. It's actually reinvigorated the base. It's made Republicans excited about this campaign, and people who were taking a ho-hum attitude, independent voters, are now taking another look at Governor Romney.
My guest is David Johnson. And David, you've got some interesting points there. I want to talk, though, if we can, about Paul Ryan's selection. It does have one glaring deficiency for the Republican ticket right now, and that deficiency is in foreign affairs, which is an area that is typically very strong for Republicans. When President Reagan ran, he intentionally chose George H.W. Bush as his running mate because of his national security and CIA background, despite the fact that the two were absolutely bitter rivals during the primaries. So on Governor Romney's recent trip when he went to Europe, he managed to say inflammatory things in both Great Britain and Israel that sort of got the press buzzing. How would you advise the Romney-Ryan campaign to position this apparent weakness?
Well, the thing is, I would speak about who you're going to be calling on to advise you in foreign policy, and I'm sure that Condoleezza Rice and others will be among his advisory board. But I would also point out, too, that one of the strongest defenses for America and one of the best things we can do in our foreign policy is to have a strong and robust economy. The other thing I'd point out, too, that a Romney presidency wouldn't bow down to foreign leaders, wouldn't seek the endorsement of Venezuelan's Hugo Chavez, and point out, too, that, yes, Vice President Biden does have foreign policy experience, which he brought to the table when he was nominated. Yet, if you look overall in polls that come out, America's lost its prestige and respect abroad during the Obama presidency. People may like Barack Obama personally overseas, yet as far as America's respect, prestige, its feeling as a strong power, that has declined. We've seen foreign leaders from Venezuela's Hugo Chavez to Russia's Vladimir Putin basically show their disrespect for the presidency and for the United States in a lot of their actions.
My guest is David Johnson. So, David, you've already mentioned that Paul Ryan's selection has energized the Republican base, and that is becoming apparent. In what ways, however, is it energizing the Democrats?
Well, it's energizing the Democrats, of course, because the Democrats are going that this is the far-right wing extremist ticket. If you look at Ryan's record on social issues as well, he's a far-right extremist. So they're appealing to their base as well, because I think when all is done, despite all this talk about the undecided voters, ultimately, both campaigns believe that this is going to be an election that's decided by the base in both parties, very much like we saw in 2004 with the Bush-Kerry race. And what they're going to be doing is trying to appeal to their base to show up in maximum strength so they can win the election. We've seen this not only with the attack against Paul Ryan by the Democrats, but even earlier with the talk about gay marriage and other social issues.
All right, David. Well, let's talk about the attacks, because that seems to be right now the approach that the Democratic National Committee and the campaign is taking. We've seen the President Obama's attack dogs, Joe Biden, out there making a comment just this week in Virginia, about putting people back in chains if the Republicans are elected. Harry Reid, who is the leader of the Senate, has gone on record fallaciously saying that Romney did not file tax returns. So we're starting to see these little nips at the heels, attacks, if you will, by the Obama-Biden ticket. Will that continue? And if so, how does the Romney-Ryan ticket rise above that and drive their message home?
Well, you mentioned Ronald Reagan in 1980, and another thing with the Reagan campaign was Jimmy Carter got very personal against Ronald Reagan in that campaign, as did his surrogates. They said that he would divide blacks from whites, Jews from Christians, he would start a war, he was just racist. And Ronald Reagan stayed above it, stayed focused on the campaign, and did not respond directly, while Jimmy Carter's likability rating declined with his meanness issue, and people thought he was mean-spirited and beneath the dignity of the presidency. I think the Romney campaign needs to do the same, because what we're seeing is, with some of these attack ads, with some of the statements by Harry Reid and others, is that President Obama's favorable ratings among voters are going down. People are beginning to think he's mean-spirited. And that's a horrible reserve to sacrifice to try to go after Mitt Romney. Because voters might not approve of President Obama's policies, but they always felt that he was a decent person personally. Once you lose that likability by a mean-spirited campaign, it's hard to recover, especially when you don't have a strong record to run on, and Democrats concede they don't have a strong record to run on with the economy. And that's what they're afraid of. That's why they're trying to demonize Governor Romney, trying to almost suppress the vote that people find him so unlikable they won't show up to vote for him. Because they know if this does become a referendum on the economy, then the Obama campaign loses.
My guest is David Johnson. He's the CEO and founder of Strategic Vision. So let me just ask you the big summary question, David, if I can. Will Paul Ryan be a game changer in the 2012 presidential election that appears to be very, very close at this point?
I think he will be one of several factors as far as changing the game. I think the Governor Romney's acceptance speech at the convention will also be a game changer, and then the debate. Because what Governor Romney needs to do more than anything, just like Ronald Reagan needed to do in 1980, is he needs to debate the president and show that he is indeed a plausible alternative to Barack Obama, that he has his own ideas and he can hold his own against the president. I think when those things happen, along with the Ryan nomination, we'll begin to see the polls breaking for Governor Romney. But I predict it will not be a close election.
Oh, very good. My guest has been David Johnson, CEO and founder of Strategic Vision. David, if you have piqued the interest of many of my listeners, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your company and what you do, where would you direct them to go?
I would go to strategicvision.biz, B-I-Z.
Strategicvision.biz, B-I-Z. David, it has been great. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.